One of my favorite hobbies is traveling. Travel can mean anything to me. I just like change. I cannot sit in the same city or in the same house for too long without feeling like I need to move around, I need to see something different, because the world is beautiful. What's the point of having this life if we deny ourselves the opportunity to see so many great things? So, that might sound overly philosophical, but that's really the reason why I love to travel literally anywhere. When I was a little kid, I loved going to the airport because it just seemed so cool to me. The fact that you can step onto those linoleum floors, walk around with a suitcase in hand, and you're going somewhere. That felt so cool to me. I loved being on airplanes. Everything just seemed so awesome and adventurous. Now, I've been on a few airplanes in my life, and it's not as glamorous as I used to believe. But I definitely do prefer flying as my favorite form of travel, and I don't care where I'm going. I have visited many places in the United States, places that were really close to my home state, Illinois, like Philadelphia or Missouri, but I have also traveled to other states like California, states in the south like Florida, and states in the northeast like New York, Massachusetts, etc., Virginia. I really like traveling even within my own country just because I like the little things. I like to see other states and how they operate. Do they seem to be really busy and a little bit rude? Do they seem to be really calm and easygoing and polite? I still haven't found the perfect balance yet. I don't know if I've seen the perfect state where people seem to be my ideal type of personality and where I could see myself living for the rest of my life. I would love to travel and see if that place really exists. One of my favorite things about travel as I get older is the fact that the experience of traveling is really unique, being a young adult woman on her own. I don't normally travel by myself because I was always a little bit afraid to do so. My mother was always very concerned for me traveling, whether I was in a group or normally while I was by myself. And she always vocalized those fears. She would always say, "Are you sure you want to go there? I saw on the news today, it doesn't look too safe. It might be a little dangerous." I don't know if she really understood the effect that she had on me, but it really got me a little bit annoyed. Yes, my mother was very nice to be concerned for me, but I was a little bit irritated. Why should women have to be so afraid when they travel? I don't want to be like that. So, I have only taken one trip completely on my own. One or two trips completely on my own. One was to a different state, Philadelphia, while I was still living in the United States. And when I started to live in Paris, I traveled from Paris to Strasbourg by myself. Those were both really cool and really interesting trips for me because I did not really feel alone. I told people where I was going. I informed my parents of exactly where I would be staying. I had a method of communication. I had my cell phone. I had social media. I had the Google Maps app. Everything to help me feel as informed as possible and as prepared as possible. But sometimes I still felt something in the back of my mind that said, maybe someone is looking at me as if I am an easy target. Something about me being a woman by myself doesn't completely feel safe. I'm not really sure how I can change that in the future, but it doesn't scare me and it doesn't necessarily stop me from wanting to see bigger and better things. There are still many states in the United States that I've never seen before. And for example, I would love to go to Arizona and just see the wonderful cliffs and canyons and the deserts and the beautiful colors. I think that would be something very liberating and very freeing and just enjoyable to experience by myself in complete peace and quiet. And I would love to speak to other women. There are many resources on the internet. There are many blogs by women that explain and give very many useful tips on how to be safe, but to also live without fear when you're traveling as a woman by yourself. I think that's something that's going to be very liberating the more that I practice it in my life, and I can't wait to try it out.